time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip. Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Ooh, got some good stuff today. Taylor Swift's new double album, The Tortured Poets Department, the anthology, includes a Kim Kardashian diss track. I probably should have saved that for later. But it's called Thank You, Amy, and the K, the I, and the M are all capitalized. Take a listen.
Everyone knows that my mother is a saintly woman, but she used to say she wished that she were dead.
Ouch! She said her mother's a saintly woman and she used to wish that you were dead. Wow, ouchie. The Tortured Poets Department has broken the Spotify record for most streamed album in a day. Kelly Osbourne says she did not take Ozempic to lose 85 pounds. And Scott Disick says he's going to stop taking it after realizing he looks too thin. John Bon Jovi will be a guest mentor for the top three contestants on American Idol. And there will also be a tribute on next Monday's show for season 5 contestant Mandisa, who died last week at the age of 47. Kevin Bacon visited Payson, Utah High School, where Footloose was filmed 40 years later.
When I just first heard about this Bacon to Payson thing, I was like, wow, this is crazy. But you were all just tireless, unrelenting in your desire to have me return, and you talked me into it.
Yeah, there was a huge social media campaign led by students who wanted him to come to their prom, but he came just the day of prom. He didn't actually go to prom. Michael Douglas went to Parents Day at one of his kids' colleges and was mistaken for a grandparent. Ouch. Speaking of grandparents, Tom Selleck has never used email or sent a text. I can still love him, right? Paris Jackson shared her belief that her father, Michael Jackson, actually made a pact with Kathy Hilton.
So you and Paris Hilton, your names are kind of connected from your parents?
I guess, yeah. I heard a story at one point about, I think like maybe Kathy and my dad had made a pact or something.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. The rock stars in Chris Jansen's, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is starring in Perryville's own Chris Jansen's new video, What You See Is What You Get.
I think it's a testament to our friendship. I just sent him a voice memo and said, would you consider being in the video? And he's like, heck yeah, brother, I'm in. And I was like, oh my God, what you see is what you get. It epitomizes this man.
If you don't know Chris Jansen, he's a country star that lives in Nashville now, but he is from Perryville. The two became friends after Chris Jansen asked The Rock for an autograph for his son. CSI Vegas and So Help Me Todd have been canceled by CBS, and a woman who was stalking Harry Styles was sentenced to 14 months behind bars. She sent him 8,000 letters in less than a month. That's an insane amount of money to spend on letters. And a dirt alert. David Beckham is suing Mark Wahlberg and his fitness company F45, saying they duped him, I gotta use a different word, out of $10 million. Beckham became a brand ambassador for the company back in 2021 and never saw a dime for it. And an actual Kardashian alert. Kim Kardashian is executive producing a new teen drama series for Netflix named after the affluent city of Calabasas that she has helped to make famous. Calabasas follows a sheltered girl from the Midwest who navigates the fast-paced and aspirational world of Calabasas High School. It's kind of reminiscent of shows like The O.C., so 90210, you know, the shows that we're all too old to be watching nowadays. That's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. All I can say is, well, that was fun.